We're joined by our pro stock champion, Derek Kramer, here in the press room. Derek, the driver of the American Ethanol Chevrolet Camaro, appearing in his third consecutive pro stock final round. This is his second win of the season. The big difference here, though, is your first win came in front of an empty racetrack on a Monday in Topeka after a rain delay on Sunday. So immediate differences between that experience and this one.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's almost like I won for the first time again. The fanfare and everything has been completely different, but it's been a lot of fun.
So your dad is an excitable guy. He's a fun guy to watch at the starting line. What did your dad say to you before the final round, and what did he say to you afterwards?
He tries to leave me alone a little bit. Kind of knows that I go out there with the attitude of, well, all we have to do is just not screw up. And as long as we do that, we do pretty well. So I know most of the time when we go out there and we try and think real hard and we try and do something, you know, it ends up not in our favor. So absolutely just go out there and don't screw up. And if you do that four times, you win, turns out.
I think a lot of dedicated fans of the class, there was a lot of anticipation as to what the reaction times would look like in that final, because you're obviously very well known of your ability to leave. Tanner is certainly well known of his ability, and it didn't let anybody down, which is kind of a rarity in drag racing. We kind of build stuff up and maybe it doesn't play out. Did you know how good you were going to have to be?
No, but I know how good you have to be to win this class, and you just have to be ready every time you go to the starting line. There's no free shots, just like in pro stock motorcycle. You have to be competitive, and if you're not competitive on the tree, you're not competitive on the track, you're not going to win. You're going to go home. So we just continue to do that, and hopefully it works out for us more than it doesn't.
For the record, Derek had a 002 reaction time in the final round, which is only 2/1000ths away from absolute perfection. It's a pretty incredible feat. One last question before I open it up. What is your feeling now coming into this countdown part of the season where you do, in fact, undeniably have a championship caliber race car?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's great to hear. It's great to think about. But at the end of the day, if you win 6 races in a row, I guess you win, right? So I'm going to try and do that. And if I can do that, then I think we'll be happy campers.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of said that a couple races ago was really how when you guys felt was the start of your season, you know, officially came out of a testing zone and into where you wanted to be. How comfortable do you feel with your car and with your operation where you are right now?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm extremely comfortable in these last bunch of races. I mean, I think from Denver on, even in my part-time schedule, I would miss two races, Charlotte and another one that I can't think of off the top of my head. But that's the only track I've never been to. I've been to Charlotte at least during the four wides. So for me, like my season when I was a full-time part-time racer, for lack of a better phrase, started in Denver. And I think our performance over the last few weeks has shown that.
3 finals in a row? So are you peaking at the right time? Is that what it feels like?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, it just happens to be that way based on the calendar. But mm-hmm. But yeah, for sure. I mean, I think our home races starting in Denver and then that Western Swing coming out to finish up in Brainerd and Indy, I mean, I think that's just where we get our stride going, because we get so many races in a row. We get a chance to work on the car consecutively, and we get a chance for me as a driver to improve consecutively. I'm not waiting months in between one lap versus the next.
Well, you knocked out Jason in the semis. You seem real complimentary of the job that he does for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be here without those guys. Those guys are great. All of the KB crew, they do a wonderful job. Honestly, I just would not be here if it wasn't for those guys. So I mean, huge hats off to those guys and their help and their performance and all of the help that they do with our race car.
You raced Alex Laughlin. Obviously, that's a car that you've sat in before. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, I mean, it's great. It's great to see that car with some horsepower go down the racetrack. And obviously, I mean, it was a fast car when I drove it. It just didn't have the smoke that we were hoping it would have. And, you know, it's good to see it go down the racetrack and go down fast. So it's good to hear.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.